there was a an iPhone video of multiple explosions in the sky.
Yeah.
Was there some form of battle taking place?
No, no. That's the reaction. That's the reaction that's getting started when we told you that the sky was going to burn. Remember, they thought it was an atomic bomb, and they thought it was this, and they thought that, and then they realized it wasn't that at all. And they were just recording it, and it's like, it's a bomb, it's a bomb, it's another bomb. It's like, this is it. No, see, that's in getting ready. That's the accelerant of the AL2SO4. Do you remember the canary in the coal mine conversation?
Yes.
What do you know about that?
Well, the canary is, you know, a place in the coal mine to let you know that the environment or the air is good.
Well, if it falls, that means there's bad air or gases that, like a carbon monoxide that you can't discern. It lets you know that that's the case. All right, so the canary in the coal mine is the leading economic indicator of what's going on. You see?
Can you disclose the location of where that took place, Ian?
Not going to do it.
What was in the sky, Bert? What was in the sky that you just brought up this topic 2 minutes ago?
Fire.
It looks like guy thought it was atomic bomb, like the atomic nuclear attack. Right. There was like maybe four or five explosions in the sky. And
well, now, you're laughing, but it was exactly like that. The mushroom cloud and the whole nine yards, and Bob's giggling
at night.
Listen to Bob giggling, and the light would respond. It was like this big mushroom climbing, and see Bob giggling like a
It's going to be a great natal day in Dartmouth this year, Bert.
So that's an example of the environment, the same thing that blew up the Georgia touchstones, which have now been completely eviscerated, by the way.
Okay.
It's as though they never were now.
So, Ian, was CERN the cause of that?
Yeah, it had to stop that hole. It had to take one of those stones out that said we're only going to have 500,000 people. 500,000 people on the earth. You can't have that as a news flash. You can't print that on the church bulletin and think people are not going to notice. You can't do that. That the only way this dichotomy works is if we have 500,000, not 8 billion, 500,000. That's way worse than what we said. We said two-thirds. They're saying 95% gotta go. It's like last call at the bar, Bert. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. You know.
But then that sounds like that, the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones was intentional then, not just something caused by someone or.
No. It's a rectification. The word was put out there by, R.C. Christian. Remember, that's a pseudonym. The pseudonym, it's not his real name, to let you know, give you heads up. It's been there since the 80s. And now it was fine. I mean, it's great Georgia position. It's like great. I mean, it takes a great deal to put this thing together. Then all of a sudden, a lightning bolt busts one mark of it. All right, if there's a lightning bolt so strong that it can knock the damn thing up, and it blow one blade up, why wouldn't it blow the whole thing up? Right?
Right. I mean, that would...
I mean, if it was so strong, it would eviscerate one of the panels. Well, if it's that stout, why wouldn't it knock all the panels down? It just struck the one that said there's only going to be 500 million total.
So, that anonymous group... that sponsored those.
That's Bob.
Okay, then that means Bob aliens. Aliens, right?
What do you want me to do?
Bob, no, not a goddamn thing. Every time you do something, somebody wakes up with a sore butthole. You've done enough. You don't do a
What did I do, Bert? What did he just say I did?
Don't do it.
Georgia Guidestones, Bob. Georgia Guidestones.
Blow them up. You blew
well,
it up.
Well, Ion did it. We did it, not CERN.
Now, whatever that means. Whatever that means. Blame it on the rain, Bob. It's the rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
We, the tactile we did it.
We, the superfluous we. Yeah, that we, the capital we. Yeah, that's the one. That's right.